From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and asks on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house but couldn't shake it because it had been built well. But the one who listens and does not act, it's like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord. Today Jesus concludes his Sermon on the Plain with the same two images with which he concludes the Sermon on the Mount, phrased slightly differently, an agricultural and an architectural image, both of which describe the type of relationship he wants us to have with him and the type of impact that will have on us and through us on the world. First image is of a good tree. One of Jesus' greatest of all images is the vine and the branches. And Jesus wants us invested in him, connected to him. When we do, he promises us we'll bear good fruit. Most important thing we need to do is not so much focus on the fruit, but focus on the tree. Because if we are united with him, we will bear good fruit. Second image is architectural. He wants us to construct our entire existence upon him. Not just to say, "Lord, Lord," not to invoke him, in a sense, only when we need him superficially, but to make sure we are grounded in him in all aspects of our life. When we are, he becomes our strength in the midst of trials, temptations. The storms can't knock us down because we are together with him.